Thank you for joining us here on the Camp Sports Podcast. I'm Brody Dryden. Joined along with me on the phone today is Daily Trojan sports editor and USC football beat writer Nathan Ackerman. Nathan, how are you doing today?
Good. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate you joining us. So, USC, you guys have had a an up and down year. You guys are right now 3-3. What's been like, if you had to give a recap of what this season has been for USC, how would you describe the Trojan season thus far?
Yeah, I think the only recap that I would give is that there really is no recap. I mean, this team week in and week out makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, they come out with an impressive win against Stanford. The next game they lose to BYU in a terrible game. They played terrible all around. Nothing was working well. Then they go out, they beat number 10 Utah by like 7 points at home, a very convincing win. They played a very sound game. Mm-hmm. They go to Washington with what's now their, or what was then, I guess, their third string quarterback. He plays terrible. The team doesn't play great. They lose that one. And then they put up, a good performance against Notre Dame. They played, one of their best games of the season. And yeah, they lost, but they're playing, the number 19 in the country on the road in a heated rivalry game. I mean, they played very well given the circumstances. And I think, I would like to say, I can totally predict and forecast and project what's going to happen in the next game and how they're going to fare the rest of the season. But if I tried to do that, I think I'll be missing, the entire point of what this team is. It's just kind of a week by week thing. You have to see, you don't really know what you're going to get. I guess that's part of the fun, but it also makes it incredibly frustrating.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious for, the U of A fans out there who haven't necessarily been keeping too close with what USC has done this year. What happened in that BYU game? You guys lost by USC lost by three in overtime. If you could break down that a little bit for us. And also this past week against Notre Dame, obviously you guys USC got really close, but couldn't quite finish it.
Yeah, so the BYU game, Keaton Slovis, our true freshman backup quarterback, who's now starting for the rest of the season after JT Daniels went down in the first game. The BYU game was his first road game. It was his second start after playing against Stanford, but it was, a true freshman's first road game in a tough environment, I guess you could say. And, I mean, he threw like three picks. He didn't really look to be comfortable all night. It was kind of was more Luke, and I kind of do tend to believe that, but overall they just didn't play a great game. The defense didn't get the stops when it had to. That wasn't the USC team that you should expect to see the rest of the season, but like I said, who knows. And then in the Notre Dame game, I mean, they really outplayed the Fighting Irish for the entire game, and that was what was so frustrating. They outplayed them the entire game except for the second quarter, in which they lost. They allowed 17 points, scored none. The defense was just getting torn apart. Ian Book was just rushing right down the middle on pretty much every single play. And, the thing that USC had done all year was stopping runs up the middle, and they just couldn't do that at all. So they got absolutely exposed. That second quarter ended with, a fight between the two teams as they were heading to halftime. It was just a really frustrating quarter, and it ultimately – put them in too big of a hole to overcome. But I thought overall the performance in the first quarter and in the second half, I mean, Clay Helton talked about how if they play like they did in the second half last week for the rest of the season, there's a very good chance that they, probably might win a Pac-12 title. And I mean, Clay Helton, fans are certainly, well, I don't want to say they're torn on him because most of them hate him, but, I do think that was one of his – that was one time where, Clay Helton did his usual post-game press conference positivity thing. Everything's all bright and cheery, and I actually agreed with it because they played a great game. It was just one quarter where they were not a good team at all. And I think if they do play like that, if they can take that second half into this weekend and into the rest of the season, there's not really a game where you could say that they'll definitely lose. I mean, Oregon will be tough. Arizona State on the road will be tough. Arizona, I mean, they haven't been playing poorly. That game could be a challenging one too, if they don't play like they should. But I think all of those games, you could see them winning based on the way that they played in the second half against the Irish.
Yeah. Are you a fan? I'm curious from your perspective, because I'm a lifelong Tucsonan, rooted for the Arizona Wildcats my entire life. And our only rival really is ASU. You can maybe count NAU every once in a while, but it really is ASU. What is it like having both UCLA as a rival and also that Notre Dame rivalry as well? Do you like prefer one of the rivalries over another? What is that like as a USC student?
You know, I think as far as the actual rivalry goes, it's more of kind of a football-wise, Notre Dame is probably our more heated rival because, you know, year in and year out, they're always good. We've, you know, historically, I guess not the last couple of years, but we've historically been a pretty good team. But as far as how the rivalries are embodied on campus and how they kind of show themselves around here, you know, UCLA, it's all UCLA. Nobody likes them. You know, there's – you don't really hear, you know, F Notre Dame chants at, you know, parties or anything. We're playing, you know, home games against, you know, some random team like Fresno State. You don't hear anybody talking about, you know, the Irish. You hear them talking about, God, I hate UCLA. They're so annoying, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I think, but as far as the actual football teams go, I mean, it's definitely neither USC or UCLA are really at the top of their game right now. And, you know, I don't really know what the top of UCLA's game is. I haven't really seen them be good for a couple of years. And same with USC. But, I mean, you know, there's just such a – everything's kind of elevated and brought to the forefront when both teams are good and both teams have historically been good. So I would say football-wise, Notre Dame is the bigger deal. But, you know, as far as the general attitude of the student body here towards UCLA, nobody really likes them, and they make sure to voice that whenever they can.
I'm curious about, you're somebody who's covered USC and also attends USC. Going into this game, USC has a lot of, I'd say should have a lot of confidence overall against Arizona. Their record is 33 wins, 8 losses. So it's historically Arizona is not favored in this one. I'm curious as to what your perception of Arizona football is from your perspective. What's the reputation like over there?
Yeah, I mean, we're certainly not viewed as a powerhouse either here across the nation. I thought, you know, the only time it was kind of before the season. You know, you would like run through the schedule and you would say, all right, these are the games that USC is going to win. Like, there's pretty much no doubt. And it was, you know, UCLA, you know, Fresno State was kind of a shoo-in. And then Arizona too. But then, I mean, recently, you know, the only time when I've for most of the season, when I've really been like USC is going to lose to U of A is when we lost to Washington. I was just really, you know, pessimistic, and I felt like we couldn't win another game against anybody in the country. So I was like, yeah, we're going to lose out. We're going to lose to U of A. But I think, you know, what I wouldn't say I believe that now, but Arizona has been playing good football of late. They haven't looked like, you know, the shoe-in win for USC team that a lot of people thought heading into the season. And I don't know if that's what, you know, people thought at your school, but I feel like a lot of people predicted that this game would be kind of lopsided, and I don't know. I mean, it definitely could be. It definitely could be a tight one, and you know, I guess we'll see. I mean, but yeah, I mean, people kind of saw Washington, Notre Dame, Oregon as kind of like the ooh, those are going to be really tough games. And, I mean, people haven't been talking about Arizona in that same way, but I think people need to give the Wildcats more credit because they're not a bad football team at all.
Yeah, well I appreciate that, Nathan. Thank you. but going on again here with Nathan Ackerman of the Daily Trojan, going on with the whole Pac-12 South picture, are you confident in USC's ability to win the Pac-12 South? It's been up in the air so far. Arizona is obviously, I guess, still technically tied for first, but they were outright in first before losing to Washington this past Saturday. What are your thoughts on the Pac-12 South and how things will shape up this season?
Yeah, I mean, looking at the standings, USC is tied for first. They're really in control of their own destiny. I mean, if they win out, obviously they'll have a spot in the Pac-12 championship game, assuming things don't go, you know, or assuming most things go according to plan. I think a lot of people talked about how USC's first half of the schedule is so tough. Once they get through that, you know, it'll be smoother sailing. But looking at the second half, I mean, there are some games that could provide a little bit of a challenge. I mean, Oregon is going to be tough, of course. Arizona could be tough. Going to ASU on the road could definitely be a tough game. They're a good football team.
Mm-hmm.
Cal hasn't looked great of late, but you know we've seen that they can hang with some of the better teams in the Pac-12. And I think again all of those games. I could see USC winning each of those games. I don't know if I can see them winning all of those games. So they control their own destiny. Of course, every Pac-12 game from here on out is going to be a must-win. If they don't go to the Pac-12 championship, Clay Helton's for sure going to be fired, even if they win it. I mean, you know, he'll that team will have to do some really impressive things in order for him to stick around next year. But, yeah, I mean, I would say overall I'm confident. But, again, like I said, you just don't know what you're going to expect out of this team. Because if they play like they did against BYU or against, you know, Washington for the most part in, you know, the last six games of the season, you could see them losing to U of A, Arizona State, Cal, Oregon. You could see them losing a lot of these games. So, I mean, I think while they control their own destiny, it's still totally up for grabs. And I think they're going to have to play good football if they want a spot in that Pac-12 title.
It's been in the rumor mill, I guess you could say, or at least people in Tucson and on social media and whatnot have been talking about the potential of Clay Helton being potentially fired if USC loses to Arizona. What are your thoughts on that? And also, if Clay Helton were to leave the program one way or another, what are your thoughts on Urban Meyer potentially joining USC as head coach?
Yeah, I had a feeling I would get at least one question today. But as far as Clay Helton's job itself goes, you know, there were similar talks before the Utah game that if they were to get embarrassed at home, Helton would be fired, and that certainly was an outcome that some people could see happening. Obviously, that didn't happen. They won. I think I would find it hard to believe that. I mean, I think it would take a really lopsided loss for him to lose his job after losing to Arizona. I mean, not because, you know, Arizona's the powerhouse or anything like that, although, like I said, they are a respectable team. I think the way they played against Notre Dame, you know, provided fans and provided the athletic department here some reason to be confident in Clay Helton's job. Maybe not much reason, because it's not like he's been, you know, awesome the last couple of years, but I think they would have to string together a couple losses to teams that they should probably beat or a really lopsided loss in order for him to, you know, lose his job as soon as possible. But, you know, again, I don't know what's happening in the athletic department. They could lose to Arizona and think that that's a game that they should have won. They're at home. They need to win games at this point. And, you know, he hasn't done enough to prove that he should be kept around. I certainly wouldn't be shocked if that were to happen. But, yeah, I think Urban Meyer is an interesting situation because obviously he had the, you can call it, scandal at Ohio State. You know, people, there's some debate to be had about, you know, whether or not that disqualifies him from the job or whether or not that's something that USC, a school that's certainly associated with scandal, you know, the first two letters of scandal are SC. And it's, you know, the school's definitely trying to move away from that sort of sketchy, scandalous behavior that they've been involved with. Well, I would say the last couple of years, but really for the entirety of the school's history. And I just don't know if, you know, new president Carol Full, if that's something that she wants to get involved in, if that's something she even wants to risk having that label with his background. So I think if they wanted him, the job's his. I think he wants to come here. You know, I think if they were to fire Clay, I think, and they were to extend the offer, he would be here in an instant. Also, the other thing to keep track of is that interim athletic director Dave Roberts recently said this past week, maybe last week, one of the last 2 weeks, that he wouldn't make the call on Clay Helton's job. You know, obviously things can change depending on how the team plays, depending on how things go.